What do you think about the NSABP study C09 that's looking at patients who have resected or ablated hepatic metastases? Those patients that are randomized, the intrahepatic FUDR, and then all patients get CAPOX after that. What do you think about that study?
I think the study should hopefully clarify the question whether or not HAI is needed in modern days now that we have more effective systemic chemotherapies. We could argue about capecitabine, oxaliplatin is the most effective chemotherapy in this scenario, but hopefully we'll address the question whether or not HAI is of any benefit. I do see the importance of the question. I do also see that the trial will have a hard time accruing patients because a lot of us have abandoned HAI in our routine practices, even after liver resection. So actually, when this trial was initiated from our NCTG cooperative group standpoint, we had a workshop for our surgeons to educate them how to implant pumps, again, which they forgot because a lot of surgeons have not done that for 10 years or so.
Are you doing it?
We're participating in this trial, yes. Actually, the phase 2 trial leading to the dose finding and establishment of feasibility of this approach was done within Mayo Clinic and NCTG.
Right, that was Steve Albert's?
Yeah, Steve Albert's trials.
Right.